Shabbat Shalom. Oh, anyone else feeling a little bit itchy after today's Torah reading? So between the red and white skin discolorations, the yellow and black hairs, the streaks, the scars, the swelling, the scales, the spreading, and the shaving, it is a very, very exciting way for us to prepare for Passover. Tazria, our Torah portion for this week, it seems more like an episode of House or Grey's Anatomy or Dr. Pimple Popper than Torah. But I think it's a really cool section of the Torah. Before you judge my likes and dislikes, what are we seeing in Parshat Tazria? We're seeing an invitation to examine our own bodies, to be embodied and to honor the body. We're being asked to have mindfulness over the little changes that happen within ourselves. When we notice a spot or a spread or a scale, I don't know. And when we notice these things, first of all, we're invited to say like, oh, this is not the way that my body normally is. This is something that's like outside, a little bit concerning. And instead of keeping those concerns to ourselves and like driving ourselves crazy in our head over like, is this yellow hair spot scale an issue or not, we're told take that and go to the ancient version of the rabbi. Take that and go to the ancient spiritual leader. I'm not inviting everyone here to ask the Clergy Plus team to serve as your dermatologist, but our Torah is saying, don't suffer by yourself. Our Torah is saying it's okay to ask for help, and you should ask for help from your leaders. Ask for help from those who provide spiritual care and those who provide physical care. Your doctors, yes. Maybe not your clergy people, but Tazria invites us to celebrate what our bodies can do while also recognizing their limitations. Does anyone else hear an echo? Yes. Every day is an adventure. Also a lesson from Tazria. Oh, sorry. For some reason, I'm just very into Tazria this year, and I found myself like very excited to come and teach a little bit of Torah on it. As I was reading our parsha and feeling like, oh, like God cares so much about our bodies, God is very invested in us, God wants us to seek help in others, I was also thinking about Passover. Oh, Passover, I keep telling my spouse, is like a week away. Not quite, but it's basically a week away. And because every element of the Torah is a chance for us to encounter God, a chance for us to get closer to God, then I thought to myself, there must be something Passover-y. There must be something about Pesach underneath the scabs of Tazria. And I found it, so that made me like even more delighted. Where do we see Passover in our Torah portion? Well, the rabbis from around the year 100, they had a very specific name for Sarat, the main skin affliction that we see in Tazria. The very, very early rabbis, they called it Sigiru, which means to be closed off. Perhaps they were talking about the way that the person who's afflicted with Sarat, afflicted with this skin issue, is kind of separated from the larger community to prevent a spread of illness and disease. But I think that the early rabbis are hinting at an element that we are at risk for in our lives, and an element that we push against in Passover. Oh, in this word, segiru, being closed off, we are being warned in our parsha that closing oneself off limits us. Oh, and maybe you're saying, oh, obviously, but the rabbis, they break it down and they say that there are many different ways that we as individuals close ourselves that this sarat is hinting at. The Kli Yakar, a rabbi from the 1600s, the Kli Yakar said that being closed off, and this warning against being closed off, has four separate elements. Elements that we might find in our lives. So first, the Kli Yakar says that we become closed off when we are haughty, when we see ourselves as being better than other people, or when we have a little bit of an ego. Second, he says we become closed off when we are stingy, when we are unable to extend hand and to provide charity for others. Third, he said we become closed off when we do acts of gossiping, when we talk about other people, whether it's true or not, behind their backs. And four, the Kli Yakar said that we become closed off when we critique other people with things that are actually going on for ourselves, with flaws that we actually haven't addressed within ourselves. The Kli Yakar said these four ways of closing ourselves off, they're the ways that like a spiritual illness spreads within a community. It's the ways that our society breaks down because we begin to see ourselves as selfish instead of being connected to other people. The Kli Yakar understood our parsha as inviting us to fight against our instinct of being closed off, to fight against this sarat, against this illness. We need to be open with each other. We need to not be haughty. We need to not be stingy. We need to not gossip. And we need to deal with our own issues before we critique them in other people. That's how we can build a strong society, a strong community. When we look at Passover, in Exodus chapter 12, we saw that every person, every household, is supposed to open up the doors of their household and share in the Passover sacrifice with others. So there's no like eating alone. You're not going to eat your sacrifice by yourself. You're going to eat it with your neighbors. The Kli Yakar, who's saying that we need to be open, is just drawing on this element of Passover where we invite others in and celebrate as a community. There's one other way that our parsha challenges, pushes against our base instinct of being segiru, being closed. And that's our parsha is inviting us to open ourselves up to God's miracles. Oh, when we come to our Passover Seder, instead of saying, oh, look at these terrible plagues, Tazria is inviting us to say, wow, look at all the ways that God has provided awe for us. Look at all the ways that God has saved us. There's even an element of the Passover Haggadah where it says that there are 250 miracles that God did for Bnei Israel, that God did for our spiritual ancestors. This invites us to be open to God's glory, to be open to the way that God has amazing actions within our world, to have gratitude for the little miracles that we see. So, we started with the scales and the swelling, which could be reinterpreted as this word for being closed off. We explored that, what are the ways that we become closed off? really by separating ourselves from others. On Passover, we want to open up both our door physically to others and open up our heart to God in being amazed with all of the grand things, the trees, the sky, and above all, our freedom to seek out God, our religious freedom and our spiritual freedom. The next time you have an itch or a swelling, well, I invite you to think about it in a little bit of a creative way, like our rabbis of the past. May we all be amazed with the openness that we can bring to our communities and to our own hearts this Passover season. Shabbat Shalom.